Welcome back. It's Mr. Dean, joined by Marty. Hi there.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
So, we're currently on game week 4, season 2. It's exciting. I love saying that. Season 2 sounds like
a proper
show.
Hey, look, we did a lot of episodes last year.
We did.
It was good.
Okay, so, you know, some of my mates, I sent this last episode to them and they said, oh, he was droning on about Liverpool. The pair of them were droning on. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to start with another team.
Ooh.
Yeah. We're going to start with another team. Brentford-Chelsea.
Yeah, Brentford-Chelsea.
A 2-2 draw. Mm-hmm. Oh, Chelsea. This whole Chelsea might be title challenges and everything. Personally, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I don't think they've got it in them.
Didn't we say last week that we did think they might be there?
Wasn't that us saying that? I don't think they do. I'm going back now.
All right.
Okay. I don't think they do because these are the games you need to win. These are the games. These are the teams you have to beat. And the early point of the season, a 2-2 draw at the G-Tech Arena, not good enough.
No, I guess so. Although, let's be honest, Brentford have a pretty awesome keeper. Their goalkeeper is quality. The best number two in the Premier League, or he was. Now he's number one.
We said we wouldn't talk about Liverpool.
I'm not talking about Liverpool.
We're bringing it back indirectly.
But I'm not directly talking about it, so it's fine.
He's a class keeper.
Yeah, he was a great signing.
Kevin Kelleher.
Kelleher, yeah.
He's a great keeper.
Great keeper.
But we have to say, Keith Andrews, who was the former set-piece coach, who's obviously now the manager. You know how the last goal was scored 90 minutes plus 3. It was a long throw in.
Yeah, right to the back post.
It was Stoke-esque. It was.
And Cavalier gets on the end of it.
Rory Delap-esque and everything else. Mm. And Keith Andrews mentions, you know, there's a lot of snobbery around throw ins and corners and everything else like that. The big teams do it, but they don't look down on the big teams. But when the small teams do it, they do look down on them.
It's part of the game. Why not use it? If you have a tool at your disposal to use, you use it, don't you?
I think so.
I don't think there should be any snobbery at all. It's old school, yes. And, you know, these things come back round, don't they?
Is it anti-football?
No, it is football. It's always been football, isn't it?
Hoofing it into whatever, into the mix.
You either throw it in there Chaos. Or you kick it in there. If you can throw it, why not?
Why
go
not?
For it.
There
and, you know, it's weird because the trajectory of the ball when it's thrown is kind of different to when it's kicked, isn't it?
It's
kind of got a flatter, kind of comes in a flatter angle. So it can be a little bit more difficult to defend against.
It's harder to defend against. Keepers aren't really sure whether they can come in and catch it. It's not quick enough. It's just slow enough that it's a bit confusing. If you can win that first header, it's absolute chaos. And that's what happened in that Chelsea game. But for me, the main thing is, I don't think Chelsea have what it takes to actually go the long haul to be title challengers. Because, like I said, these are the games you have to win.
Yeah, I mean, look, Cole Palmer got a goal. Good for him. If he has a good season, they're certainly in for a better shout at it.
Mm.
Caicedo's doing a lot better. I mean, he got a goal as well. And I'm just literally talking about
it. It was a goal.
It was a great goal.
Yeah.
I think, let's see, because it's still early days. Yeah, you don't want to be dropping points against teams like this. I say teams like this. Brentford are a good side.
They have been. Premier League established.
Yeah, they are a good side. And they always do okay. And they did lose their manager, in fairness.
Great manager. It seems
Keith Andrews
is a ex-Premier League player. He was obviously the set-piece coach. So they will be an absolute danger in set-pieces. Teams need to be worried about that. Teams need to keep an eye out on that. So there we go. Long throws are back in.
Yep. Yeah, good.
Let's move on to my favorite, Arsenal. So I shouldn't do that. Make that noise, Arsenal.
And call them your favorites every time.
I know, I like talking about them because I like talking about, I'm so sorry to say this, but I like talking about the fact that I do think Mikel Arteta isn't this great manager, but okay. They needed a win. They got a win because something tells me if they'd lost that game or draw that game, it's panic stations. Everyone's worried. And they needed that win. That was such an important win. You know, goals from Martin Tsubamendi. That was, honestly, did you see the goal? It was volley?
Yeah, I watched the whole game.
That's goal of the month settled right there, in my opinion.
Yeah, it was quality. Took a slight deflection on the way through. But yeah, it was a good... I'm just saying.
You're one of those.
No, I'm not one of those. It was a great strike.
Took a slight deflection.
Beautifully hit. It did take a slight deflection. But But whether the keeper's stopping it or not is, you know, up for debate, I guess. But, it was a rocket. It was a great goal.
Yeah.
It was a good result for Arsenal.
Jokeres gets a goal. Great assist by Eze. Forrest, I thought it might be a bogey game for them because obviously Ange, he's back in the Premier League. Felt like he never left. He left. I thought, it's a bogey side. It's a Forest side with the new manager, with the manager with a history with Arsenal. I thought maybe this could be, a tricky game for them. But actually, not really.
Yeah, he didn't really have a lot of time with them, did he, Ange? No. He barely did anything with them. So whatever's in his mind of how he wants to get them playing, if it's going to be similar to what he was doing with Spurs, then it's going to take time to see that come through. But ultimately, I think Forest are going to struggle a little bit this season.
Why?
I just think they are. I mean, I wasn't overly convinced with Ange. I know he won something with Spurs, in fairness.
I always won something in my second season, is what he says.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Well, if he wins something in his second season with Forest, I guess the Forest team will be happy and the board will be happy and the fans will be happy.
I will go out on a limb and say if he wins something in his second season, it will be the Championship.
Yes, there we go. Could be in for a dodgy season. Anyway, I don't think they'll go down, but I don't think they're going to have a great season. No. And I don't think he's going to win anything in his second season with Forest either.
He finished 17 with Tottenham.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a manager you should be wary of. I mean, he got the job, in my opinion, because of his very strong Greek links with the owner of Forest.
I think you get rid of it. Again, why does it? I don't know why it always happens. He must rub people the wrong way.
Yeah.
But you've got a great manager. And then you just...
In Nuno Espirito.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And it's not the first time it's happened to him, is it? He's been let go on numerous occasions.
He's just not fancied, maybe, is he?
Yeah, by teams that really should have kept him, I think, and probably would have been better off to have kept him.
Yeah.
And I do believe this is another one of those situations. Yeah. I think they should have had more faith in him, stuck with him. He would have got them where they wanted to go. And I think, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong. He must just rub people the wrong way, I guess, because he's a good manager and I think they were doing pretty well under him. But
yeah, there we go. All right, let's move on to the London Stadium. Oh, West Ham. Potter, I like saying that. Potter, how much time do you think Potter's got?
Not a lot. No.
That was a 3-0 loss at home.
He's got some spells in his wand, some tricks up his sleeve.
Okay, for anyone who doesn't know, there's obviously a reference to Harry Potter. Mm. Yes. Graham Potter, the manager, he's finding it tough.
He is finding it tough, isn't he?
What is that? How many goals conceded? 8 goals conceded at home. I've written yikes.
Yeah.
That is a yikes. Yeah.
Not good at all. Again, he hasn't had a good time since he left Brighton, really, has he? That was it for him. He was at Brighton. They're doing really, really well. Boom. It was like, right now, big club, didn't work out.
Yeah.
It's just going to, it seems to be going the same way.
Seems kind of similar for managers that are in that Brighton model. It seems like things are built for them in the Brighton model and then they move on and it's a little bit wee, a little bit wah. Chelsea, I mean, honestly, for me, I think Chelsea is just a poison chalice of a job just because I don't know, managers should know what they're getting into when they go to Chelsea. And I think Graham Potter, that rise from Brighton to Chelsea, it's a big jump. Look at Lampard. Where is Lampard these days?
Coventry, I think.
Coventry, okay. He's plying his trade there. That's what he needs. That's what managers like that need. No disrespect or anything, but I think Graham Potter, he was seeing whatever impact of moving to a Chelsea and then doing punditry for a bit, and now at West Ham, it's not working out for him at West Ham.
If it doesn't work out and he leaves here, I wonder how easy it's going to be for him to then get another job in the Prem. Or does he take that drop down and then kind of like rebuild his reputation again? Because only so many times you can get into a job and do absolutely nothing and then end up getting sacked before, questions are going to be asked. And like, well, do we really want that?
Do we want that? Exactly. But Thomas Frank, he's doing a job, isn't he?
Yeah, like him. Good manager. Great manager.
Can I ask you something? Do you think Thomas Frank has a bit more now flexibility with, Levy stepping down as chairman of Spurs?
Possibly. Could be exciting times for Spurs. Mm. Changes were needed. I mean, stagnation would be a word. And that's what they've had for a long time. I mean, yes, of course.
Economical.
They did get a trophy last season. Fantastic.
They did. They finished 17th.
But they did finish 17th, exactly. And look, let's be honest. Team like Tottenham, like any team in the Prem, it's about where you finish. You want to be up there. You want to be competing, at least for European places. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, if you do win a trophy in Europe, fantastic, because then, of course, you get in again.
Exactly.
But nevertheless, you still need to be showing progress in the league, and that's something they certainly weren't doing, and obviously that's why there was a manager change.
Yeah.
Do I think Thomas Frank will get them where they need to go in the league? Yes, I do. I think he's a great manager. Mm-hmm. I think Spurs will have a good season this season.
Okay. Do you want to go out on a limb and say where you think they might finish?
They'll finish top six. European places, definitely.
Europe?
Definitely. I'm very, very sure. I think they'll finish in Europe, absolutely.
Okay. There was a bit of controversy with VAR.
Isn't there always?
There is always, isn't there? I think did you watch the controversy? It was Cristiano Romero, goal perfectly fine. But VAR has ruled there was a foul somewhere. But actually, if you watch the game, if you watch the goal back, it was like a domino effect. It was one guy bumped into another guy that bumped into another. And VAR ruled that as, what is that all about?
Yeah, basically somebody ploughed into somebody else, so they knocked somebody else over, and that was the foul, right?
This is the Premier League. This is corners in the Premier League. It's not, it's chaos.
Yeah.
You have to take that into account. If something like that is taken into account consistently, you'll never see goals scored from corners.
Mm.
And what I don't understand is, why was this one deemed to be a no goal? It's just, I don't get it.
It's, again, inconsistency is what it's the word we use. It's the buzzword, isn't it, around VAR, because they just don't seem to be consistent on the decisions week to week.
No.
1 week you'll see that'll be absolutely fine. Another one, and it won't. And that's it. And it's just, and it seems like that's the way it's going. They need to come up with a more concrete rule book for how they're assessing these decisions, I think.
I think they have a rule book.
Yes, but it must not be a very good one.
Literal rule book. All right, let's move on to St. James's Park. Newcastle, first win for them. That's a strange one, isn't it?
Yeah, and a goal for the new boy as well.
Can you say his name?
Voldemarda.
They call him Walter Messi. Did you watch him play? He's great link-up player. He seems like, you know, before he scored the header, they literally mentioned he actually rarely scores with his head. So
that's right. Okay.
That's a strange one. I mean, they needed that, obviously. It's, you know, Alexander who?
If you're not getting that result against Wolves, then there are big questions, because I do think Wolves are going to struggle this season.
Mm.
Yeah, good result for them. Good to get their new boy off the mark as well. Really important for them going forward.
That's it.
Good for his confidence. Yeah, I mean, it worked out exactly the way they wanted it to work out, and that's good.
Mm.
But, of course, you'd want to win by a few more. But nevertheless, you take it and you move on.
You move on.
Take that confidence, and hopefully they can build on that.
Okay, but Wolves, where does Wolves go? Because
Wolves go down, I think.
Oh! Come with the jokes.
No, absolutely.
Where does Wolves go from? You know, I was actually talking, you know, like in the short term, like where they're going to find their next win. We've jumped right to the end of the season.
You know what? I usually don't commit, but I'm in a very committal mood today. I'm just like, right, this is going
to
happen.
Are you committing to that then?
I think they will go down, yeah.
Okay, so their next three games, or the next few games, are against all three promoted sides. If nothing comes from that, they're in trouble.
I think, yeah, absolutely.
If they're not already in trouble right now.
If they don't pick up points in those next three games, everybody's saying they're going down.
Yeah.
It's not just me. I think that's a fair point.
Yeah.
They had the same problem. I said this already. They had the same problem last season. They had a difficult start, lost that confidence. And again, this is not what you want. You kind of wanted an easier game in there to give you something.
Give you a boost. Yeah,
to then go into these kind of games. But again, they've had a bit of a tricky start. And if that confidence is low, if they don't pick up points these next three, then yes, absolutely, they are really in trouble. And again, I think the manager's out probably by the middle of the year.
That's a tough one for a guy that actually kept them up. He was
class.
What was his name? Pereira?
Yeah. Football's ruthless, though. And the fact of the matter is,
it's the business.
Yeah, that is the business. They do not want to go down, so they'll make a decision, and it's going to be, look, can this guy keep us up again? If he picks up a few results here and there, maybe.
Mm.
But I mean, if they're not doing anything, then of course they might have to change.
Oh,
in fact, they will change.
Guess who's available as a manager? Nuno Espirito Santo.
Yeah, there we go.
Could he make a comeback?
Yeah, that would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah. There we go.
But they're going to have to do some business in January, I think, if that is the case, right?
Yeah. Okay, Bournemouth and Brighton. That's, I mean, nothing against that game, but it had the aura of like 10th v 11th. You know, these are two sides who are just going to have, I think, very good seasons. I don't see them somehow, you know, having a major surprise in the sense that Brighton looked like they were going to have a surprise last season, but they ultimately didn't. It was a bit of a whimper. Same with Bournemouth.
I mean, Bournemouth currently sitting in fourth.
I mean, can they maintain that? I have to say, Areola is a top-class manager. They lost three of their back four, and somehow he's managed to...
They did make a lot of money.
They actually made a lot of money.
They sold very well.
They sold very well. Kerkers. It was Hoysen and the Ukrainian fella that I mentioned that he was class. He went to MPSG,
yeah, you're
obviously.
A fan, right? Yeah.
I was a big fan of his. And he's done well. He's done well. I think that's a measure of a really good manager. A really good manager that despite these big, big losses, and that's your back three of your back four, that's huge. Mm. And actually, they're doing okay. For me personally, I don't see them finishing like, you know, seventh, sixth.
It'd be a top half finish, I think.
Ninth.
Yeah, is that what you're going for?
I'm going
for... already throwing these predictions out there, aren't we?
We are. I'm going for about ninth. I'm going for ninth, and I'm thinking Brighton will have an okay season, decent season, finish probably around, you know, 10th place. Thereabouts.
So it's 9-10 for you.
9-10. Okay. 9-10, I think. But they've got two very good managers. And I can see those two managers possibly moving on at the end of the season to better teams. Oh, no, don't say that. Better teams. That sounds harsh.
That is harsh.
They're good teams. But bigger teams will come calling if these managers keep proving themselves, you know? What do you think of Brighton? Did you watch anything? Would you?
Yeah, caught highlights.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, Brighton are... probably, like you say, they're going to have a similar season to last season. They'll be good in places. Mm. I think they're established now, which is good for Brighton and
you know,
all the fans.
Indeed.
I think they're established Prem team. I think they're very well run. Are they good enough to push top of the table? Mm. Probably not. Mm. But again, time. Give them a bit of time.
A couple more seasons.
If they do keep their manager, and he seems like he's pretty decent.
He's a good manager.
Yeah, a couple of seasons.
Young.
You don't know, maybe. Yeah, he's young, exactly. Yeah. Right? Young, hungry, he's a good manager.
Gives me hope for becoming a manager in the next couple of years of my life.
There we go, see?
There we go.
Can happen to anyone.
I can quit my career as a teacher and head off to become the manager of a side somewhere.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Premier League side in China. Don't laugh, it could happen. All right, let's move on to Craven Cottage, Fulham and Leeds. It was a strange own goal. In another life, I think they're investigating a goal like that. Did you see it? It was a great header. Unfortunately.
Oh, of course I saw it, yeah.
It was a great header. What was the guy's name? It was Goodmanson.
Goodmanson.
Yeah.
It was very bad Manson. It was very strange. A very strange header. I don't know why he opted to do it.
What was he doing?
Because he was kind of like bent over, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And then kind of just hit it to the left. Which is very, you know, say for a finish.
If
it was at the other end, it would have been a great finish. Yeah.
In another life, they actually, you know, they investigate goals like that, thinking that's a little too, you know. I've got here. We've got to talk about Kevin. Great movie if you've ever seen it. We have to talk about Kevin. Kevin, the Brazilian, for Fulham, came on. He looked absolutely bright. So, I do think at some point in the season, if Kevin does have a good season, I'm going to make this point. As often as I can, we need to talk about Kevin. I think he's one to watch. They signed him for a lot of money. He went under the radar. I never heard about him, but he looked very bright. So keep an eye on that one. Kevin.
Yep.
Just Kevin.
Just Kevin.
No, just Kevin. No last name. Nothing else. Just Kevin. All right. Everton. Villa. At the... What's Everton's stadium called? Since Goodison Park is gone. It's John Hickson. The John Hickson Stadium, something like that. No, okay.
Nope.
Let's move on. I'm joking. Grealish, oh, he's having a good season. Didn't get an assist, didn't get a goal, but my gosh, he looked bright.
I think very good business. Very good in business for Everton, to be honest.
Do you think behind the scenes they're working on how to keep him?
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
Does he have a future at Manchester City? Well, the way they're playing, who knows? But to be honest, if he couldn't get into the team when they weren't doing very well, yeah, I mean, if they do sort themselves out, then I can't really see he's got much of a future there. So
no.
Why not? If he has it, look, if it were me and I'm a player and I have a good season at a club, I would be inclined to stay there, you know, because you know, you don't want your career to stagnate and be at a place where you're just not getting enough game time. You need to be playing week in and week out. Mm. And if it's going well, as it was going well for him at his previous club, the club they just played.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the smart move would have been to have stayed there, but how can you turn Man City down when they come calling? I mean,
I think the problem is players who agree to go to Man City have to understand that if my style of play was this, when I head over to Man City, everything changes, because unfortunately it feels like you turn into a statistic, you turn into a robot, it turns into you have to do this very specific job, and you lose a little bit of that spark, that creativity. And what you're seeing right now with Grealish is the creativity, the spark he had when he was at Villa. And everything is going through him. He, honestly, I'm going out on a limb and saying he will finish with a bag of assists at the end of the season, because everything's going through him. Michael Keane, the centre-back for Everton, should have had a hat-trick. Just because it was quite literally Grealish, Cross, Keane. Somehow he missed about two or three sitters. And Grealish is, you know, he's been unleashed. He's allowed to be the player that he was at Villa. And somehow, some way, I shouldn't say this, but it's like Pep kind of just, he takes that individuality away from you, and because you have to fit into a system.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes away his freedom, his creativity,
yeah,
and what made him a good player at Villa. So yeah, if he gets that back, which it looks like he is,
yeah,
as you say, on another day, that could have been a very different score. Mm. I mean, Villa need to worry a little bit, I think. Where are their goals going to come from? Because they're not scoring at all.
No goals.
So that is absolutely a concern. They had some really good loans last season.
Mm.
Those loans have now gone. They have brought in a couple of players, of course.
Marco Asensio was the one we were talking about.
Asensio's quality. Absolute quality player. I mean, having him in...
Would have been expensive, made the difference.
Yeah, would have been expensive.
Yeah.
But I mean, you try again for another loan, I guess. Mm. Or, you know, you get in someone from a similar mould, right? I don't know the business they've done, whether they have managed to accomplish that. Of course, they brought in young Harvey Elliott.
And Jadon Sancho. Two very quality English players, I think, that will get a chance. And might maybe reestablish themselves for the players that we know they are. And maybe they weren't given the chances at the clubs that they were at.
Sancho has underperformed, I think, most of the clubs he's been to for quite a while.
There's a player still in there.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt there's quality there. I just think he's underperformed. So, yeah, of course, you'd like to see him do well again. And Harvey Elliott, of course, fan of. He needs regular game time. If he gets regular game time, he could be very good for them. But they've only just brought him in, so they're going to have to bed him in, aren't they?
And yeah.
Right now, they need to start thinking about where are we going to get some goals from, because... Well,
they've got Watkins. Goals should be flowing. I think they signed a striker, another French fella. I'll get onto that.
Here we go again.
Another French fella. But they do have a French fella from a French club, obviously. Goals will come for them. I think, like I've said, in terms of manager, the Villa manager is one of the best managers in the Premier League. So he will rectify that. That isn't something that's going to continue. We hope not. But they currently sit in what position? I mean,
they are currently sitting in 19th.
Yikes. Mm. That's not fun. But they have time. They've got time to rectify it. Okay, let's move on to Crystal Palace versus Sunderland.
Is there anything to say? 0-0, ball draw.
The boring draw. Gay still at Crystal Palace. Oh, I'm not going to talk about our side.
No, we're not.
Not until the very end. But 14 signings.
Yeah, look.
That's a team.
Sunderland have had a good, pretty decent start, to be honest. Two wins, drawn a loss, 7 points, sitting in seventh. Okay, that is a decent start for a promoted side.
That's right.
You need to get those points in early.
That's right.
So that is very positive for them. Could they be, and again, I know we're only four games in, could they be the team to break that, you know, coming up and going straight back down again? It would be nice to see a team do it. They have spent an awful lot of money. They have made an awful lot of signings. You would hope that the French bloke, Regis Libris, can do the job. I don't know much about him, but, you know.
I don't either, but he kept it tight. He kept it really tight. And that's what I like to see from promoted sides. They don't, you know, I don't like the idea of, like, these guys coming in with their philosophy thinking, oh, I'm going to bring my philosophy into the Premier League. It's like, no. The Premier League doesn't care about your philosophy. You're going right back down with your philosophy. And he kept it tight. It was... I think at one point it was just like 11 guys behind the ball. So, you know, fair play to them. They left Crystal Palace with a point. A very tough place to go.
Yeah, it is.
We'll get on to...
We talked about flexibility, though,
our
didn't
team,
we?
Yeah.
You were saying with teams that come up and playing their philosophy, you have to be able to adapt to certain games. You have to be flexible with it. You have to say sometimes, as you just said, you have to have everyone behind the ball. Mm. You have to play defensive.
Mm-hmm.
Attack when you can, defend when you have to.
That's it.
And if you can do that, then maybe you can stay up.
Catch them on the break if you can, exactly. And it almost worked for the team that we played, but we'll get onto that last. let's move on to the derby.
Mm.
Firstly, let's Ricky Hatton tragically passed away, so that was that felt like a Manchester derby that meant a lot.
Yeah,
especially to him. He was a City supporter, a proper sporting great. Are you a boxing fan?
Yeah, I like boxing.
It was tragic to hear that, and I think Man City went in that with him in their thoughts, and it was fitting. You know, the first goal came from a local lad. It was Foden, who's had bit of a tough season last season, didn't he?
Mm.
Yeah. But United, oh my God.
Yeah, it continues.
It continues.
It just continues. I don't think it's going to continue for very much longer.
For Amorim, or for United?
For Amorim. I don't know what's going to happen to United long term for the rest of this season if they bring somebody else in. And I think that will be what happens. I mean, I don't think they can go on. Well, look, you can lose to Man City and think, you know what, that's a tough game away from home, okay? That is definitely a game you can afford to lose, or you can justify losing, perhaps.
Mm.
Okay, that's not an easy game. But ultimately, they haven't won, you know, very much at all. They're not doing very much at all.
I think it's their worst start they mentioned in like 50s,
since the 1950s, 60s. Yeah, something like that. So it's, you know, you've got to show at least that you're moving in a direction.
Yes.
They're not doing that. And I think ultimately, well, they're going down. I mean, and they're moving in that direction. But they're not going in the direction they want to be going. And I think I was reading this morning, you know, next three games decide it for Amorim. That's what people think. Next three or four games. So, and that probably
Can
is the
I
case.
Can I utter something that might be just never ever thought of? Do you think they could go down? Like relegated? Do you think it's possible? Sounds crazy. I know, exactly. I can see that.
Only in my dreams.
Your dreams. Oh, we don't hate them that much.
It's not about hate.
It's not about hate. No.
I don't hate anything or anybody.
I have no hate.
I have no hate in me whatsoever.
Only animosity.
I just don't like them, and I'd be happy to see them go down. I think it'd be funny. I grew up in the 90s when they dominated football completely.
I know.
And you know what? You know, and I've had all friends and my brother, United supporter as well.
Yeah.
You know, rubbing it in all the time. So, you know, I've had to wait an awfully long time for like to be in a position where I can say, you know what?
Let's talk about
United now.
But do you think they could go down?
I don't know, honestly. I mean, I would
it looks think bad.
I would think no. I mean, if they stick with Amorim, who knows? But
who knows?
I think ultimately they will change manager, and I think
again.
But I mean, look, you just get a back four in there again. Just give the players something that they can
just play 4-4-2.
Just go 4-4-2. Go old school. There we go. It worked in the '90s. We're going to bring it back. Look, the long throws are back. 4-4-2.
4-4-2's are back. Two strikers are back. That is a thing. Two strikers. Some teams are paying two strikers. Right. It's a thing again.
Yeah, I mean, look, they signed players that fit a system that they're not playing. Yeah. You've got two great attacking players. You said it yourself. Two of the best attacking players in the Premier League from last season, and you're not playing them how they need to be played.
Amorim,
do that, and you might start getting results.
He mentioned we lacked quality, and I'm thinking, mate, what are you talking about? Quality? You spent a lot of money. You have quality. Like, you can't use that line.
No.
We don't have quality. Anyway, I'd like to see them go down, but it would be hilarious. But it feels like they're an institution in the Premier League. Like,
I get that, and you know, I like the big games, or you know, certainly what used to be big games.
Yeah.
Well, against United, I mean, it's something to look forward to on the calendar, the football calendar. That's
exactly
a game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a game.
And we won't mention the team, obviously, but the team that we like and Manchester United. That's a game. That's
Don't
a
worry.
Game.
They're
we're almost there, aren't
they're
we?
They're almost there. We are actually there. Let's move on from the two Manchester sides. One might be going down. One might be, who knows? Let's see what happens. Liverpool and Burnley, rather Burnley-Liverpool, because we were away.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, it was a bore. It was a snooze fest. Once again, Burnley had 11 guys behind the ball. They
As you'd expect.
They almost got away with it. Scott Parker in his post-match interview. Do you hear what he said? He says, these players went to places where human beings have never been before. I'm thinking, mate, calm down. Like, it's football. Calm down. Where have they gone?
Oh, I didn't see that.
But they almost got away with it. They almost got away with it. It was a handball somehow from Hannibal. That's his name. But the question is, for us, is it a worry that this is what, four games? Four late goals. Apparently, it's the first time that a team has won four games in a row with goals in the last 10 minutes.
I mean, let's say first off, that penalty is stonewall. I mean, like, that was... I mean, his arm's right out
clearly.
There.
He moves towards the ball.
So, you know, there's no dispute on that. That's fair enough. It should have been. Should we have perhaps won it before that? I mean, we need to be better, don't we, in an attacking sense? Because it is worrying that we're going through these games and having to rely on things like this, penalties at the end of a game. I don't like to win games that way necessarily.
No.
But that being said, and we said it before,
points.
3 points is 3 points. And if you can still get 3 points when you're not playing very well, then that is promising. The only concern will be, you know, we can't keep it up all season. We're going to need to find a bit of form.
I think they can.
To be fair, the one thing that always happens to us, and I've said this for season after season after season, is that we never play well after the international breaks.
No.
And we never play well after international breaks when we play teams that have just come up or that like that considered to be the lower table teams.
Yes.
We always struggle every single time. I expected it going into this game that it wasn't going to be straightforward. I'm glad we didn't lose. And another 2 seasons ago, we might have lost that game.
Yeah, I think so.
It would have been a 1-0 loss or something like that.
I think so.
They would have got a lucky goal somewhere, broke us, scored. We wouldn't have been able to get back into it and we would have lost that game. So I look at that, that's positive because I say, you know what? Instead of losing, we're snatching a win where perhaps we shouldn't have done.
They're calling us lucky. They're calling us Lucky FC.
Lucky FC. There's always a name. There's always a name. They don't like it. They don't like us winning, do they?
Hey, but Lucky FC has 12 points and sit in top of the league. So if they don't like it, they don't like it. I'll go out and say I think late goals are a measure of fitness, mental strength. I mean, what Klopp called us, mentality monsters. That's it, isn't it? I think. That's it. You know, it's not, you don't win these games because you are fit mentally, physically. You have to keep going and they kept going. Yeah, we don't want to win games like this. No, but.
No, you want to go out there and, you know, three or four goals, looking very good. Good for your goal difference.
I know.
Builds that confidence as well. Because games like this, it's nice to snatch that win, but does it build the confidence the way you want it to be built? And I don't think it does. I think you've got to go out there and dominate teams and say, look, we're really playing good football. Get momentum. We haven't found any momentum yet. And that's, hopefully that will come.
But I do have to say, it's unlikely that we face a lot of teams like this who just sit back and defend. I think for the by and large, a lot of teams will come out and play. And we do better with teams that come out and play because, we're the type of side that, we'll give you a little bit of, opportunity to attack, but, it's back and forth. It's like a football game. And this one just felt like it was us trying to break down a wall, chipping away. I have to say, Alexander Isak, these are the types of games that he would thrive in because Ekitike looked like wowzers. It was tough for him. He just couldn't get anything.
Yeah, look. Positives from that game for me. Frimpong was back, played a bit of time at the end. That was
indeed,
good to see him back on.
Connor Bradley was back.
Connor Bradley's back as well. Mm. So, I mean, some of these players that picked up injuries early in the season, they're coming back in now, getting a bit of game time. That's
getting
positive.
Getting a full squad.
Yeah, look, we got a big game at the weekend on Saturday. It's the early one.
Yeah.
We need to get a good result in that game.
Absolutely.
I think we've got to go out there. We're at home. Get a good result in that game against an Everton team, in fairness, that have been better. Mm. They're certainly looking better. We talked about them already today, of course. They did have a 0-0 draw with Villa, but... They have been looking better, more secure than they had been in previous seasons.
I know we don't like winning games like this, but sometimes I do enjoy winning games like this, especially against teams like Everton, where, a smash and grab, we leave it late, score a late goal, because you can see the disappointment, you can see the hurt. You can see
a
the players.
Horrible person.
I know, right? You can see the players just slumping, thinking, oh my God, we almost did it. Because it's like, yes, we caught you. Your game plan was to play anti-football, but we got you. And that's why I think sometimes, honestly, it's okay to win games like this. Sometimes, obviously, we can't do it for 38 games of a season. But there's a special place in my heart for games like this. Honestly. Anyway.
We'll see. Look, I prefer just to win by like 3 or 4 goals personally, but you know, each to their own.
All righty then. Marty, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. See you again next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. We've got Everton. And then we can get back to talking about Liverpool first or second or I don't know. We'll see. All right. See you later, everyone. Bye-bye.
All right.